Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I have a ball on my face.
I love that that was the first thing that was said when this hit zero.
Hello,
so there's no context.
I love a ball on my face. They don't need context.
Nope.
Choose your own adventure.
Yes. That's going to be our thing for this week on the comments. What do you think we were talking about prior to the starting?
Perfect. I cannot wait to see the responses. And we'll be able to tell who's definitely like a creative writing major or who used to write fanfic. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me, starring Melissa Diamond Motz and me, Megan Rinks, your dynamic duo, your terrible twosome. The two devils on your shoulder. Psst, 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 psst. With my little pitchfork. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Two liberal women who are pro-vaccine, pro-mask, mm-hmm. pro-women's rights.
Yep.
And remember, you are here by choice.
Yeah, surprisingly, some people, I guess, need the reminder. And if someone is holding a gun to your head, I would love to get their information. Like, I would just love to know the point of it. Like, yeah. Is this like new age torture for like conservative millennials and Gen Zers? Like, is this what it is? This is like the baby crying. This is waterboarding, mm-hmm. but for mm-hmm. like Republicans on TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. We are Don't Blame Me. We're an advice podcast where we give wonderful, life-changing, amazing advice. And you call in, you leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. Then we listen to it and we give you advice. But in order for us to give you advice, your call must be under 3 minutes. And the same thing goes with voice memos. If you don't want a college number or international, it's a Google voice number, so that won't work, then send us just a voice recording, a voice memo to our email, meganpod@gmail.com. We ask that you write down what you're going to say before you record the voicemail, just so you have all the details. Let us know your age, your pronouns, as well as the people in the story or people that you're talking about. Keep it all anonymous, no names. And if you're going to use pseudonyms, please have them be full names.
Mm-hmm.
Don't number them. Don't letter them. If you're younger than 18, you have to have your parents' permission. If you're over 18, you don't have to have your parents' permission. Fuck them. And also vote. Well, what's new with you?
I started going to therapy again.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Did we already talk about this?
I don't know if we've shared it with the people. I don't remember, but I had my first like real session yesterday. So that's all that's new with me.
How was it?
It went great.
That's exciting.
I mean, I was, you know, I had a mild panic attack in it. But I mean, if you don't have one in therapy, then
why are you going?
Why are you there?
I've never in my life like had even like an introduction. Like I have made it through one like phone call, like with a therapist, the only one where I didn't cry. But I've never made it through a first session where I'm not like,
yeah,
it does it to you. They design it for that.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Your hair is different.
Oh, my hair is different. I went blonder. Very happy about it. Very cute. But did I say the last time that Mats and I watched Only Murders in the Building?
No. I started watching an episode at nighttime. When I say nighttime, it was probably 3:00 in the morning. And I was like, this is the bad time to start watching this. And then I went to sleep. So it seemed interesting from the first 2 minutes that I watched.
Everyone needs to watch it. I am obsessed. Like, it's so good. I knew I was going to love it. And I got recommended it so many times, but I wanted to wait till all the episodes are out. I am not good as a week to week kind of person.
Oh, I didn't know it was a week to week type thing anyway. So yeah. I'm glad I stopped.
A lot of the streaming shows, they will do that. And I think that's great, but I don't have the attention span or memory for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so good. We loved it. Like, I just think it's such a great, smart concept. If you've like heard on our other podcast, but am I wrong? My rants about, I've done them here too, but about like true crime, specifically the true crime like podcast community. It is literally like the premise of that. And I think that it does a good job of that. Nobody is the hero in this. Like, the true crime podcasters are not the hero. And then the police also isn't the hero. And like, everybody is kind of fucking up and everybody is failing. And then they're also succeeding. But half of that is also just kind of luck and circumstance. And I think it does a good job of not putting either one of those highly problematic things on a pedestal. So it's so good. But because we finished that and we needed a new show to watch, Mats agreed to watch Gilmore Girls with me.
I saw that.
I am so excited. He told me before that he was like, I'll watch it if you have like a major surgery, because he knew it was long. But then we started watching it and like he didn't know how long. 7 seasons, like 22 to 25 episodes a season. It's a hefty show.
Yeah, one episode's real hefty.
He is liking it, and it's just been so nice. Like, I just love it. And for anyone, any Gilmore Girls fans out there, of course, his favorite characters are Luke and Richard. And I'm just like, okay, but it's exciting.
Well, I'm glad that he's doing this, because last year, actually around this time, he told me, next time I watch Gilmore Girls, and you have to watch it with me. And guess what?
Now you don't have to watch it. See, there you go. And it feels like Mats did it like early in anticipation, because I have my endometriosis surgery scheduled for a little less than a month from now. Mm-hmm. And so we will be in the thick of Gilmore Girls at that time. And I'm like, I wonder if he like thought that through, that like, it wouldn't be like a brand new starting of it. Like, it would be something to look forward to, because we'd already started it. So we will see.
Well, I'm glad you have him.
Me too. I like him a lot. I keep seeing all these TikToks of people just talking about like how incompetent their partners are. And I'm just like,
can't relate.
No, cannot relate. Get you a man who like goes to therapy. Like, you can't be dating these untherapized men. Like, no. Especially if you're a person who's been to therapy. Because you know what happens? You become their therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anything else?
That's it. But we have an all international call episode.
Wow. Welcome to our international episode.
Yes.
Our foreign friend episode.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is very exciting. But before we get into our calls, we do have an update for you all. And they explain what call, what episode they're originally from and everything. Just a little disclaimer before we get into it. We don't know how it's going to sound for all of you, but if it sounds like maybe Melissa or I or any of us on the call seem a little like
distant, not caring.
It's not that. We had so many like technical issues with like the lagging. So like we would say something and we would have to wait like a minute and a half before they could hear it. And then they would talk and we were speaking over each other, but we have like separate audios recorded. So edited together, it will be cohesive and clear for you. But if you
hopefully
notice, yeah, but if you notice our tone seems, yeah, disinterested or just really out of it, that is not us.
It's technology.
It is. Okay.
So my original call was in season 9, episode 2, and I was calling to ask basically how to end things with my long distance friend with benefits. I just didn't know how to do it nicely, I guess. And the biggest thing for me is that he had come to visit me. He lives in the Pacific Northwest and I'm down in Southeast US. So he made like a week long trip around my schedule, spent a whole bunch of money to come see me. And like, I had kind of had like feelings like develop before that, because after we had left being in person together, I think it was one of those like, well, we're not actually going to date, so I don't have to like worry about it. So it was a lot more fun and like easier to get attached to like someone that wasn't like really there. And then he came down here and I confirmed that I did not want to date him, which I knew the whole time we were together. And I've always been very communicative with him about that and like making sure we were both on the same page. But I knew that he liked me a lot more than I liked him. And especially after he came out to visit me, I just felt like bad. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening was it kind of happened in two phases. All of your guys' advice was like exactly what I needed to hear, but I was like still kind of not ready to like fully cut things off yet as much as I wanted to. So I like took it in two phases. And the first time I did FaceTime him, I did call him, I did it over the phone. And I was just like, hey, like just checking in with how we both are. And like, I basically was just like, I don't really have like feelings for you anymore. And he was like, oh yeah, no, totally, totally. Like, we're not even like, we're not going to see each other for like, who knows how long, like totally, absolutely. And I was like, oh, okay, great. That went very well. So yeah, he did not take any of that in, didn't absorb any of it. And continued to just keep talking to me and keep texting me the like exact same way he had been. It was really reaching a point where I was like, I have to say something, because like, I'm going to say something really mean if I don't say something soon. And something that you guys have said, I don't know if you said it to my call specifically, but you've said it in like other episodes, is like sending like one text that like the other person doesn't have to reply to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I ended up doing. I was just like, hey, listen, you say you want to be friends. And like, if we are going to be friends, it has to be like just friends. Like, you can't be texting me all this like flirty stuff. Like, I'm okay with being friends, but like, we have to, there has to be that boundary, that line. Cause I just like, don't feel really like any sort of way anymore. And he just said, oh, okay. And we haven't talked since.
I was going to say, I was literally going to say, you have not spoken to him since. I just know it.
Nope. Actually, no, that's, we said Merry Christmas to each other.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's the same thing as not speaking. Like, yeah, that's right? That's still flirty. If you text me Merry yeah. Christmas and like we've previously had a thing, like I know what this is. You know, when you are like someone of the genitalia that I am attracted to and like we've had a thing at some point or other, if you text Merry Christmas, that's flirty.
Right.
I feel like this is so relatable of the not understanding phase one and then needing that kind of phase two. And yeah. then also ultimately being like, oh, okay, you don't really want to be friends. And I was picking up on the fact that like this was definitely still flirty and that was your intention. Like this mm-hmm. was not how the friendship goes. But
yeah,
I'm glad that, you know, it has all since worked out. And the friends who are going to be around and like actually maintain those friendships, like
right.
not worth yeah. it to be friends with those people when they clearly didn't really want to be friends to begin with.
Yeah. Well, and like the thing is, I didn't want to be friends to begin with, because like, I'm not even going to lie to you guys. This was one of those like, I couldn't fuck him, so I fucked his best friend. He was the best friend. Yeah. Like it was like for the bit. But overall, do what you know you need to do is what I learned from it. And you just gotta rip the Band-Aid off, and you can't try to coddle them because it's just gonna make you more mad.
Yeah.
And they're not that bright, so coddling them doesn't usually work.
No.
No, they're like, oh, they still want me. They're just not sure right now, but they'll be sure in 2 weeks.
Exactly. Well, thank you for giving us the update, and we're glad that you're feeling better. And yeah, hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the advice.
Of course. We're here for. And that was the call. We hope it went well. We have no idea. I'm sure if it didn't, you'll probably let us know. Or you don't have to. If it didn't go well, don't tell us.
Yeah.
This was very much as a men will be men, men menning, doing their men thing. Like, I could have predicted this complete outcome.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Should we get into the calls?
Let's do it.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I won't say my name, but I am 25 years old, female, she, her pronouns. And I have really bad social anxiety. It's something now I know that I've had since I was a child, but I've only started getting therapy for it in the past few months. And it affects me in all different aspects, my work life, social life, etc. And my boyfriend's super supportive of me going to therapy. He really encouraged it. And I think he tries to understand it as best that he can. We've been together for about 7 months, and I've been invited to several family gatherings, and he's a pretty large family, and I don't know any of them particularly well. I did say yes to going to one a few months ago, and it didn't go well for me. It was super anxiety-inducing, and it was kind of a traumatizing experience for me. And since then, I've said no, and I explained to him that it is something I'm working towards in therapy. I'm doing CBT, and I talk about this with my therapist, and we made goals, and that's one of my goals, is to feel comfortable going to his family events, but I'm not there yet. And I think he does understand that, but every time he has a family event, he'll ask me to go 2, 3, 4 times leading up to it, and I'll give him the same answer every time. And I don't think he means to make me feel bad, but it kind of makes me feel like shit, because I know I'm disappointing him when I say no. And I even recently learned that he lies to his family and tells them that I'm somewhere else. Like, he'll say that I'm in my hometown and that's why I can't come, which I mean, I don't want him to tell them I have anxiety, but it just feels like he has to explain away my shortcomings to them. Like, he couldn't just say, no, she can't come. And I don't know if I'm wrong for feeling like shit about that. Like, I don't know how else to address it with him. Like, I've explained it's a goal. I want to do things with his family, but I'm not there yet. And I want to know, like, am I wrong for feeling that way, or feeling like he's kind of making me feel worse about something that I'm already struggling with? Please let me know what you think, and please be gentle, because I'm very sensitive. Thank you. Bye.
It's a great time to promote our other podcasts, but am I wrong?
I was going to say that too.
Very fitting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I completely understand. I think that like all of this seems really new. Like, you've only been dating for 7 months. You just started therapy a couple months ago, and you had a really like traumatic and like horrible experience, like meeting his family for the first time a couple months ago. So like, it feels like everything has kind of happened like pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But I would say I would probably feel worse about this kind of stuff, especially if he's asking. Like, I understand like asking one time so it doesn't feel like you're no longer being invited, just to like show as a gesture. But like, if he like keeps asking about the same events, inviting you like 4 times, like for the same thing that you have to say no to over and over and over again, I think like what I would say is like, write down what he could do that would make you feel better. Because right now what he's doing is making you feel worse. But what could he do? And his responses could be that would make you feel better. Because I don't think that the way you've communicated it to him, he is being receptive to. And I think if you let him know exactly what you need, and what he's doing now is not being helpful, and this is exactly what you would want. And if he can't do that, I think that's a lost cause for him, you know?
Yeah, because he can just tell you, hey, just so you know, I'm going to be hanging out with my family, and not like a invitation thing, but just giving you a heads up. And I'm just giving you an example of what Megan just said, but he can just come to you and say, I'm going to this thing. And then if there's a point where you're like, I do want to go, then you can just say, oh, I feel like I'll be comfortable going to this, or I want to go to this.
Yeah.
So you're not wrong. You shouldn't feel bad. You know that you have anxiety. You're going to therapy. You're doing what you need to do for yourself. And if he can't respect that and can't respect your boundaries that you're putting up, then that's a different conversation.
I do wonder why there are so many family events in the span of, I guess, like the holidays, but like assuming he's around your age, like 25, like if it is a monthly, weekly, constant mm-hmm. kind of thing, I could understand if that kind of feels like a really big hill to climb, because it's not like a one-time family dinner thing. It's something that's like a regular thing that's like very hard. I also would like sit with yourself and figure out what you would want him to say when people ask where you are if you decide not to come.
Yes.
Because him not telling you that he was kind of like making excuses and stuff, I personally think that I would want to kind of just be like, will you just tell them this instead? So like I can kind of like know and control what is being said. So then, like, you know, if it comes up later, there's like a consistency with that. But I would say that I think it would be pretty impossible for him just to say like, oh, she couldn't come, without any explanation. Like, there's usually a follow-up question that happens there. Mm-hmm. So I think figuring out what you would be comfortable with him saying to that question and then convey that to him, because it sucks. And I think too, if you find that like, if there's not anything he could like explicitly be doing differently that would make you feel better, and it's just the overwhelmingness of everything and just the situation that's being really hard, I would also maybe consider, I don't know if your CBT therapist also does talk therapy, but if that might be something that would be helpful for you too in processing the emotions like that come with all of it, like finally getting treatment for your social anxiety at the same time that you're dating someone new and like having all of these social obligations with his family, like that is a lot. Like that would be a lot for anyone who didn't even have social anxiety. So I think the more that you can have support from people through all of that who are not him, I don't mean that in like a callous way or whatever, but like someone who's not an invested party like you or him, who can just kind of like be there for you and like listening through that kind of stuff, because it's hard.
Yeah.
And it seems like a lot of family time.
Maybe they have family dinners every week.
Do you want to date someone who has family dinners every week?
It might be a thing for them.
Yeah. You know. I mean, I'm watching Gilmore Girls, and so the family dinners in my mind go to Richard and Emily's family dinners. And as a Lorelai, I feel attacked because she's constantly being attacked. I will say that, like, if there's also a way that you said that you like don't really know these like big family functions and you don't know them, like most of the people there, I would obviously talk about this with your therapist and like go based on like your comfort level. But I think meeting and spending time with like people like two on two or like smaller groups of people before, so you feel like you kind of have more support and more people that you know in those big group things. Mm-hmm. And also, maybe we deter his family from having large group events.
That too.
You know?
That too.
Doing my best to not constantly bring that up on mm-hmm. our podcast.
I know. Let's go to the next call.
Hi, guys. I'm going to be talking about my most recent breakup. I am a she, her female, Sag, 23 years old, and my ex is a 20-year-old, he, him, guy, Libra. I recently broke up with my first ever boyfriend of 3 months. To keep things short, the relationship was everything I wanted. I've previously dealt with people who are mainly emotionally unavailable hookup type guys, and I am really relationship focused. I've worked a lot on my communication. I have anxious attachment. So this was a big deal for me. And he was a relationship person. He was a gentleman and was reassuring. He wanted to be with me and he wanted me to be around all the time. We were kind of long distance, though, as he lived an hour away and would come to the city to either see me or go to work. He told me early on that his mom had a terminal illness, and during our time together, she went to hospice, sadly, and then passed away. This prevented me from seeing him as much, and he let me know that this was going to be the situation because he wanted to spend time with her. I was totally supportive of this and told him to please prioritize her and we would work on ourselves, you know, later. However, as time went on, we became distant as we were only seeing each other once a week. We weren't really like having fulfilling time together. And when I told him I was feeling unfulfilled, he said that he had become emotionally unavailable and he kind of felt the same way due to his situation, but he cared about me and didn't want to give up on things. He just needed time and patience. I said that would be fine, but I required more communication as we were only seeing each other once a week and we were only communicating over text basically, to which he said, "I'm not good at texting, but I'll try my best." I broke up with him a few weeks later and immediately regretted it because it was devastating for me to do. I did not want to break up with him. I was just so sick of pushing my boundaries for him. And he ghosted me and only said something 5 days later after I'd posted a picture of myself on Halloween. And he said this big blurb about like he didn't know what to say, but he wished things were different. We hooked up twice after that and talked a lot about our relationship. Note, I discovered he had gotten back on Hinge 2 days after I'd broken up with him. And when I brought it up, he said he needed someone to talk to and was mad at that time. And he shouldn't have to explain why he was mad. After we had talked a little bit more, he said this wasn't the right time, but I was for us to be together because of our, we didn't have enough time to spend together, basically. But he said I was so special. I was the reason he liked sex now. And a bunch of other stuff later, I got Hinge back. And when he discovered this, he got so cold via text. And he said he saw me. He didn't like me back and on the app and wanted to block me. I told him this was extremely immature. He didn't understand and eventually apologized. I was basically just like, why would you tell me that? And he said, I didn't think you'd take it like that. Recently, I had asked him if he would ever want to hang out, not in my bedroom, and maybe get a drink, to which he replied, yeah, I'd be open to that, maybe. At this point, I'm mad I let myself get taken advantage of by a person who is both clearly hurt by their situation and also just very immature about their emotions. What do you guys think of this situation and how do I get over the urge to yell at him over text all the time? For reference, I text him and he'll respond, but he doesn't reach out to me. Also, early on in our relationship, I told one of my friends I felt like we'd break up and get back together. So I feel like I predicted this. Love you guys. Let me know what you think. Bye.
Quick clarification. Did she say they broke up 3 months ago or they dated for 3 months?
They dated for 3 months. But I also think they broke up 3 months ago because if it was in October, it's the same. So they dated for 3 months and broke up 3 months ago.
Okay. I would like to dispute that this guy is wildly different than the people you have been interested in prior. You say you usually are into and go after emotionally unavailable guys and this, he is emotionally unavailable.
Yes. I mean, he just went through a very traumatic experience with losing his mother, but it seemed like he was emotionally available before that even happened. I mean, if she went into hospice, that meant she'd probably been going through something for a while anyway, but it's probably not the best time to be getting into a relationship when your mother is going into hospice.
Yeah, I think that like, with this kind of thing, like I understand like we all have needs and all of our needs are valuable, but he can't meet your needs. Mm-hmm. And even if he says that he can, which he hasn't, he said like he's not really great at texting, like, and he's saying that he'll try and it hasn't worked. You're only the one texting him. And this is an opportunity when it's like, okay, this isn't gonna work. And like, it is no like knock to him at all, but like he's trying to meet your needs and he's been unable to meet your needs. And the solution is not to settle for less or to fight for that or to try and get him to do what you need. It is just to walk away from the situation because it's not right. And I will also say that like, I think dating 3 months, that's like pretty quick to get to know a person just in general. And like, when something this traumatic happens, like really early on at the beginning stages of a relationship, you don't have much to hold on to. You know what I mean? Like you're just at that early stages of starting to date that like it kind of really is make or break it. And it really entirely depends on the person who's grieving, how they grieve. And if their grieving is something that is like independent and solo and kind of more reserved and pulled back, that is naturally like the relationships in their life. I think he's probably pulling back from almost all of his relationships. But when you have such a fragile and brand new foundation, when you pull back, it's kind of just disappearing. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's not much left there to like tether you to that. And so I don't think the solution is yelling at him at all. I think like both of you kind of knew when this started to happen that you were taking a chance and it might not have ended up in that way. And it's totally valid that this is not what you need or what you want. But I think you just, you already asked for it. It didn't happen. And I think it's time to like, peace out.
Yeah, you want someone that is emotionally available and able to be there and talk to you and give you support. He wants someone that he can have sex with. He said that. He said you were the one that made him like having sex.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
I don't
either.
Really believe it either.
I don't. Yeah. And then also, he doesn't want to text you. He doesn't want to talk to you. He doesn't really want to hang out. He just wants to have sex with you and then gets mad because you're on Hinge, but he wouldn't have seen you on Hinge unless he was on Hinge too.
Yeah.
So he just needs to go find a fuck buddy to make him feel good while he's mourning his mother.
Yeah. I fully agree.
Neither one of your needs are being met. So why are you still in this relationship?
Yeah. I also think that like, instead of actively seeking out like relationship people versus like hookup kind of people, I think, and you are onto this, but it is the emotional maturity kind of thing. Like, yes, ask people what they want and what they are looking for, but those things like need to align. And I don't mean that in this. I think this is like an extenuating like circumstance, but I don't think that necessarily means that he would have been like a really great relationship person for you, even if like this like death hadn't happened. But I think like moving forward, when you go out and date people, listen when they say that they are a relationship person and they're looking for a relationship, and then see if that matches their emotional maturity and the actions that they are taking. Because sometimes people just say that kind of shit and then we're taken aback when their actions are something completely different. And that really fucks with your head. Because you're like, oh, this is how someone who wants to be in a relationship treats me. And you're like, oh, no, it's not. So I'm sorry. This definitely sucks. But I cannot stress enough how much I do not think you should yell at him.
Yes. Don't yell at him.
Yeah. Last thing. Dating for 3 months and seeing each other once a week, like what would your perfect amount of time to like see someone be who lives an hour away?
That lives an hour away?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just dating for 3 months?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like that would be typically any, since we're in LA, an hour, are we talking like LA hour away or like?
An hour away that doesn't change with, yeah. So just like as if like, there's no traffic, but it's hour away in miles.
Okay. I think once a week is a lot for me, for somebody that's an hour away. I think every 2 weeks would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, that's a lot of time and I don't have a lot of time. If they're closer, then I think once a week is fine. But if I like them, it's probably going to be more.
Yeah. Because I'm definitely that kind of person. Like I am hot or cold, all or nothing. So I would totally, if I'm like crazy about someone and we just started dating, like I want to spend all of my time with them.
Mm-hmm.
But something that I recognize that in myself, that I would do that. I would hang out with someone like a ton, constantly, all of that. And it becomes all encompassing. And it's kind of like being on The Bachelor, where like it's hyper speeding a relationship that like it's kind of like a false sense of speeding it up when it really isn't. And I found once I stopped doing that and like once I like had time between them and like was only seeing them like, you know, once a week, maybe twice a week, if that, but like closer by, that relationship, I was more confident in it. If I wanted to spend a lot more time with someone, like constantly all of the time, and it felt like I was the one driving that usually wasn't because I really cared that much about them. It was because I felt like I was caring for the both of us. You know what I mean? So that's just something that I would keep in mind potentially moving forward, but do not yell at him. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And the bitches are back.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I'm 21 years old and use she, her pronouns. This call is about two situations, but they are related. I've been seeing this guy, 24, he, him, for about 3 months. It's nothing serious, but we have fun together and go on dates, not just hook up. He seems to be into me, like he's always interested in what I have to say, laughs at my jokes, and is very affectionate outside of sex. But we never talked about what this is. It's implied that we're having fun and enjoying each other's company. I'm sure he sleeps with other people, and I do as well. He's not from my country, and might only be here for a year, so he's probably not looking for anything, and I understand that. While I also don't think I want a relationship right now, I realize that I have feelings for this guy, which never happens to me. I've never been more into someone than they were into me, which is probably just control issues. And I think I want to tell him, without expecting anything, just because this is new territory for me. And I want to explore this whole thing and know if he's maybe feeling the same way. Should I tell him? Or is it pointless and might ruin things? I've never told anyone I like them. And I'm a little bit afraid this would change our relationship. But I also want to give it a chance. I think it might be good for me to be vulnerable with someone like that. The other thing is, I have this fuck buddy, 21, he, him. We used to hook up in the summer. And he expressed wanting to try being exclusive with me. And I always insisted that I'm not at that place in my life. We stopped the whole thing for a while because of his feelings, but restarted it about a month ago, agreeing that this is casual and he's okay with that. But my feelings for this other guy confuse me. And I think I want to stop having sex with other people at least for a while. I like having sex with him, but it just doesn't feel right anymore because I keep thinking about the other guy. How do I tell him that I want to break or maybe even end it eventually without making him feel bad because I was so adamant about never being monogamous with him, but willing to try for this new guy? We have talked about staying friends if this is over, but I still feel guilty. We are really close and I'd hate to hurt him with this. So the two questions are, should I tell the guy I have feelings? And how do I tell the fuck buddy that I want to break? Thank you for your help. I love the podcast. Bye.
That's the most beautiful accent.
It's like Russian light.
It's like Russian Italian light.
Yeah.
Like there, it's so sexy. And I feel like you can cook. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's just like.
Where are you from?
Yeah. Where are you from? I'm obsessed. This is like so fucking sweet.
It's a good old fashioned love triangle.
Just got a crush.
I know.
And you can hear her smiling. It makes me smile. But it's so sweet. And I think that, like, you are so self-aware in the sense that, like, you want to tell him how you feel. No strings attached. Like, not expecting anything in return from him. And it's simultaneously because you really like him. And I think you're also noticing that because you want to stop sleeping with other people. So, like, it might feel like a personal obligation to tell him because you're being like, oh, wow, this relationship is affecting my relationship with other people. So, like, this is serious enough that, like, if we're not on the same page, I should know that. But also that, like, you recognize that this would be, like, a really good exploration for you in being vulnerable because you haven't done that before. So, like, I'm all for doing it. Like, you've checked all of the boxes off of when I think it's like when you should tell someone how you feel about them. I think your worry of is this going to change things or ruin things? It might, but that is not the result of you telling him. That is a result of you having feelings for him. You conveying that and you expressing that is not going to prevent something from occurring that wouldn't have already. It just kind of speeds up the process. Like, it either is he's not interested in the same way and, like, you part ways or you still remain hooking up and your feelings are hurt. But, like, the feelings are already there. It's like what you do with them. It does not kind of change those feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think that she should do about the fuck buddy?
Here's the thing. I think you, and this might be controversial, I think that you should figure out where things are with the other guy and see how things land. If he wants to be in a relationship and doesn't want to sleep with other people, great. And then you worry about breaking up with the other dude. If your main guy doesn't want to be exclusive, I think you still keep the other one, you know, there. But he has to know that you are sleeping with other people and you don't want to be exclusive.
I think he does.
I think the main guy does. Like,
I think the side guy does too, because she
told
him.
No, I know the side guy does. But if the main guy doesn't want to, then I think that's when I have two options. If the main guy doesn't want to, then that's when you tell the side guy, hey, I still like sleeping with you, but I don't want a relationship, because she doesn't want a relationship with him, right?
Well, but he knows that. And so that's the hard part.
So if he's still open to just hooking up, then okay.
Yeah.
But if the main guy says yes, then I mean, you're going to have to break up with the other guy anyway and just say, hey, I know that you're interested in more. And don't even tell him about the other guy, because that's, you don't need to bring that up at all. Hey, I know that you're interested in more, and that's just not something that I can give you. I really, you know, enjoyed our time together, but this is the end of the road, as Boyz II Men said.
Well, I think the thing is I think he knows that, and that's why they stopped hooking up. And then a month ago, they started hooking up just like friends with benefits again. And I think it was under the guise of you being like, yeah, I'm not looking for monogamy. I'm not looking for a relationship. But I think, like, that is your life.
Yeah. Not looking for monogamy means I'm not looking for monogamy with you.
Well, that's what I mean. I was like, so you having sex with someone and you explicitly saying like, yeah, I'm not interested in pursuing a relationship with you. If you have sex with someone, they are not owed a relationship, especially when you've said that. So if you find someone else you want to have a relationship with, if he wants to take personal offense to that or like make that about him, like that's his bullshit. And then he's not someone you want to remain friends with in general, because he's a fully grown adult. Like, he's a fully grown man. Like, if he's choosing to have sex with someone who he has feelings for, who he knows that there are no strings attached, it's just a fuck buddy thing. Like, you're not in a, like, an organized or, well, committed explicit, polyamorous relationship or something like that. Like
a monogamous committed relationship.
Yeah. Or even like a committed open relationship where with multiple partners and all that. You don't have any of that. So like, if he feels like that is owed to him And he was going to like kind of wait around and like back burner himself and like hope to slip on in there. Like that's on him. Like that yeah. has.
But she wants to know how she can let him down without hurting his feelings.
If he decides his feelings are hurt, they're hurt.
I feel like his feelings are going to be hurt regardless because he has feelings for yeah. you. So they're going to be hurt, but there's nothing really you can do about that. So you just, you know, let him down easy.
Yeah. Like I've had a really great time like hooking up with you. This has been really fun. And I think one of two ways, like, you know, I just have like realized, like, I just don't think that like we're very compatible and this is not something I want to continue pursuing, but like, I would love to maintain a friendship if that's something you want, or you can like really go all out and being like, I've really enjoyed this. This has been fun, but I did actually end up meeting someone and we're going to try giving monogamy a shot and hope you find someone and like, you're a great guy. And I will say, I personally would want to know. I would not want to be like, you know, I'm just like doing my own thing. And then I see on
it
Instagram.
It doesn't even
together.
Have to be like I'm doing my own thing. It's just like I don't really want a relationship with you.
What would you rather know that there was somebody else?
And I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
I just know that they're not the right person for me.
Well, you're more emotionally mature.
If they don't want to be with me, then that means
like it's irrelevant
not...
who else they're with.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's valid. I mean, I also have not been single since I was before my brain was fully developed. So like in my mind, I'm like, I would need to know.
No, I wouldn't need to know. It's just like if somebody wants to be with you, they'll be with you. And you can't, I mean, people can swear up and down that they never want to be in a relationship. And then they meet that person that they do want to be in a relationship with and things change. Like, I don't think it's relevant to what they have going on.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I hope that was helpful. And I'm excited for you. Whatever way this goes, it's exciting to have something new for the first time, like being mm-hmm. really into someone like this, having a crush like that. You know what I mean? Like it feels very like new and exciting. Whatever the outcome is, like, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes. Last one.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I wanted to get your opinion about relationships and boundaries. So I'm 21 and my boyfriend is 21 and we've been together for almost 4 years. He's my first everything, my first kiss, my first sexual encounter, everything. And maybe that's part of the situation I'm about to discuss. So recently, I've kind of realized that my boundaries are a lot different than most people's. And I don't know how I should bring that up to my boyfriend or even if I should. So I'm interested in hooking up with other people. I would really enjoy hooking up with other people, men and women, everyone in between. The only thing is I'm not okay with feelings being involved. So I would feel uncomfortable going, I don't want to date other people basically. And I don't want my boyfriend to date other people, but I'd be fine with him hooking up with other people. So I'm okay with him kissing people. I would be okay with him touching people. I wouldn't be okay if he slept with someone without a conversation. But if we had a conversation about that and there were rules like no friends, no going on dates, no seeing people over and over again, then I would be completely fine with that. I kind of feel like I'm a bad person though, and I don't know if it's fair for me to bring this up over 3 years into a relationship. And I don't want to bring it up and then him not be able to trust me or feel worried that I would do something. And it's not anything to do with him. It's not that I'm lacking something from him. It's just that I'm interested in exploring other people in a sexual way. We've talked about threesomes before and he is up for that, but I'm not because I don't want to share him with somebody else at the same time as me. I don't know. I guess my question is like, am I an awful person for this? I don't know. I just want to have fun. And like, for example, I like going out dancing a lot. If I vibe with somebody, it'd be nice to be able to like kiss them and maybe go home and sleep with them if I wanted to. I wouldn't sleep over, but I'm very much a people person. I'm very flirty and I would really enjoy that. And I would be okay if he did that too. I don't know. I don't know what to do. And I feel really shitty because if this is not something that he is up for, then I don't know if I'm going to like regret not doing something about it. I don't know. And also, he's very special to me. I feel very connected to him and I would not want to do anything to jeopardize him. I don't think it's not something that I would break up with him for. I don't know. I'm lost. Help would be great. Bye.
I think that like once we got to like the end of like what you were saying was that like, well, you wouldn't break up with this him over this, but also you don't know if this is something that you would always be wondering about. I think that like you probably, I don't know, I think I would do a little bit more like internal like reflection on your current relationship first of, is this something, if he's not interested in this, am I going to be okay? Are we going to break up? Am I going to be okay with that? Am I going to be okay with never exploring like doing a non-monogamous relationship? Yeah. And you also don't have to decide like immediately in that kind of thing. But I think if you are going to bring up ethical non-monogamy with your partner, you also need to know if it's a deal breaker for you or not, because I think that's really important to share with your partner. Mm-hmm. Because I think that will really, I don't want to say dictate their response at all, but like that is something that they deserve to know going into a conversation. And I think if you don't have that answer, I think I would give it a little bit more time thinking on it yourself. And if that answer changes, that's totally fine. But I think you should have an answer before you have that conversation, and then know that you can't really predict how it's going to go and you can't really steer it in one direction. The same way that your comfortability and your feelings can change, so could his. Like he could say he's comfortable with like something and then isn't actually. But I don't know, maybe the way to do it is like just to test the waters, like watching a TV show where there's like a couple who's non-monogamous. I do think the fact that you've talked about having a threesome is a good, my only question is, and this is like more crowdsourcing for people who've been in ethical non-monogamous relationships, the rule of like no feelings attached. I kind of assume that you can minimize that risk, but that is still just kind of a risk that it might happen. Like there might end up being some feelings involved with a singular partner or something like that.
But she's saying that she doesn't want them to be friends or like go on dates or anything. She just wants them to have sex.
Yeah. It says no friends, no date, mm-hmm. no repeating multiple people, yeah. and then no feelings.
Yeah. So I think because it's just sex and there wouldn't be feelings, that's what she's, you know, insinuating. It just has to be someone that they just hook up with one time.
Yeah. I think that like, if you've been together for like this long, and if this is something that like you're really interested in, I think that someone being interested in ethical non-monogamy should not be a reason to diss for their, if you don't end up doing it, it should not be a reason for your partner to no longer trust you. And I mm-hmm. think that like, if you both decide that this is not something you're going to do and move forward on, I think that potential and idea there affects your relationship. And there's no way to communicate through that, I think that that's also probably a sign that maybe it's not it.
Yeah. But also it's like, and I'm not trying to be ageist or anything, but you're 21. You've been dating for, at the top of the call, you said 3 years. At the bottom, you said four yeah. years. So in between 3 and 4 years, you've been together. So you've been together since you were teenagers. And so you're wanting to stay with him in an emotional relationship, but date other people with a non, or not even date, just hook up with other people just for fun. So I write down exactly what I want so that you can be clear and concise, because just by that call, you jumbled up a few things. So I don't think you're exactly sure on everything that you want right now. And go to him and say, hey, and is this a deal? If he says no, is it a deal breaker for you? Like, is this something that you want? You want to be with other people. And if he says no, then you need to be prepared for, you're still going to have these lasting feelings that you said you don't think there's anything missing in your relationship, but you do want to see what's it like to be with someone sexually. You don't want to share him. You just want, you want the freedom to be able to go have sex with other people. So if he says no, is that something that you're going to be comfortable with in the future? And if he says yes, then you have to, let's say he's like, yeah, I'm down for this, but I have my own rules too. So you have to also be open to the fact that just because you say that it can't be friends, what if he's like, well, I don't feel comfortable having sex with strangers. I need to know this person.
That's exactly what I was going to say, that like your terms and conditions for this can be vastly different than his.
Mm-hmm.
And I think while you need to write what you want to do, you have to write what you would feel comfortable him doing, and then simultaneously write a list of things you would personally not feel comfortable doing and things you would not feel comfortable with him doing. And then he needs to do the same thing. And then you guys kind of come together in an agreement, and then making mm-hmm. a plan for, are we going to do this for X amount of months, and then check back in and see how we're both doing with all of that stuff. I mean, your sexuality and all that stuff should be a priority, but do you feel like your comfortability with him doing those things is riding on the fact that you want to do those things?
Yeah. More or less that you're a jealous person because you don't want to share him with anyone. He also has to check in with you before he has sex with them. So how do you even, like, if it's someone he doesn't know, does he just, like, in that moment just walks away and then calls you and be like, hey, I want to hook up with this person? And then you're like, okay or no? I think you need to really think this completely through, maybe even read the book Ethical Slut and ask other people that are in non-monogamous relationships to get their thoughts, feelings, talk about how they talk to their partner about it. Just do your due diligence and your research before.
Yeah, because it felt like, and that might have been like me not understanding fully, but it felt like the situation you were describing, how you would go out dancing and then you want to go home with the guy. It felt like what you were describing, what you would not be okay with him doing, would be that. Like, it would need to be like a conversation ahead of time before having, I don't know if that's like sex is like a whole or like a general kind of thing. There are lots of different also levels of like, or and not even just like levels, mm-hmm. but like what people are comfortable with and what people consider like okay in a relationship, and not whether that's like dancing and flirting and all of those kinds of things. But yeah, I think you started dating when you were so young that, like, not to discount anyone who's young who is in a non-monogamous relationship or wants to be in a non-monogamous relationship and that's what they see for their future. But I think if this is something that you're really interested in, I think pigeonholing yourself to a relationship that you've had for 4 years when you're 21 years old and you haven't been able to explore this side of you, or even just explore sleeping with like other people, like all of that kind of stuff. If you make a decision right now and 6 months from now or a year from now, you change your mind, you're not like nailed down to that original decision that you make.
Mm-hmm. And it could even be after your first encounter, you're like, okay, this yeah. is going to be different. It doesn't even have to be 6 months. It could be the day that you decide to do mm-hmm. this.
But yeah, you have to figure out if it's a deal breaker for you or not. And then, like you said, you have to be prepared going into that conversation that this could be a deal breaker for him.
Mm-hmm.
You both have equal footing in this relationship. It's equal rights in all of that. And so I don't think you should like squash who you are or like what you feel or what you want to do and all of that. But just look at the potential outcomes, because you can't control them, and be ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know how it goes. And that is our last call. We have a Don't Blame Them, where a listener will call in and let us know what their thoughts are on a call from a previous episode.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I've got a Don't Blame Them for the episode that aired on December 6th with the girl whose boyfriend isn't comfortable with her masturbating or using sex toys. I talked about this scenario with my boyfriend right after listening, and his response was shock. He said, "What? Doesn't he know sex toys are there to help him too?" And he also said that he loves hearing about me masturbating, that it's really awesome and gets him fired up. Caller, this is how your boyfriend should respond, particularly when he's 30 years old. You deserve to make yourself feel good, whether you're single or in a relationship. Don't ever let him make you feel uncomfortable or like it's wrong or not needed when you're dating someone. He's the one that's so wrong. Find a boyfriend who supports all the sex toys and masturbation. You deserve it. That's all I have. Love the podcast. Bye.
Fully agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that note, that is the end of our episode. We hope you all enjoyed. If you want to leave a review on the podcast app, we would very much appreciate it. We also have an Instagram account. Go follow us, our own personal Instagrams. Everything will be linked down below. And if you want to watch the video version, or you want to just join our Patreon to support the show, but also join in on our live streams that we do twice a month, they're like Zoom hangouts. We just Zoom together, have fun. We learn about everyone's lives. It's a great way to socialize during the pandemic, make some friends. And we also have them on replay. So if you want to join, but you're like not sure what it's going to kind of be like, you can watch them and see what they are like. But we have like a really great time. Well, if you would like to go leave a review on the podcast, we would appreciate it. Yeah. 5 stars. We love it. Let us know who your like favorite call of the week was. Maybe your favorite old school episode or the episode that you recommend to your friends the most. That's always a good one. I love to hear which is the one when you try and get people into the show and you introduce them, like which is the episode you play them. Leave a review on the podcast app and let us know which one that is. And if you're listening this long into the episode, what did we say that they're going to comment on the Instagram, or is that the...
They're going to comment what we thought when we started this episode, Megan said something. What were we discussing before
we hit record? Yes. What was the context? Because you had no backstory. Mm-hmm. What was the backstory? What was the context? Let us know. Yeah. Get creative. What you think it was. And follow us on TikTok. Buy my book. Buy my presets. What would you like to promote?
Follow me on Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram, please, too. That's it. We will see you all next time. And if you want to pop in on Thursday to our other podcast, But Am I Wrong? You should do it. It's a good one.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Don't Blame Me is a production by me. Executive produced by Melissa DeMonts and Diamond Imprint Productions. Edited by Coco Lawrence. Post-production sound by Chris Henry. Production assistance by Melanie D. Watson. Music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.